mattina.
Because it's not the same word that we are using every day. Kwa sababu si neno la kawaida ambalo tunazoea kila wakati. We just were sharing over lunch.
Tulikuwa tukishiriki wakati wa chakula cha mchana.
And we said that the church has been put in a way that what they are presented with.
Kwa kanisa limewekwa katika mpangilio fulani kwamba yale mambo ambayo wanapewa.
They want the things that touches our flesh.
Wanataka yale mambo ambayo yanaguza nafsi zetu.
We only want to hear those things that we identify ourselves with.
Tunataka kuhusika na yale mambo ambayo ni baraka kwetu.
But God wants to take us beyond the blessing.
Lakini Mungu anataka kutupeleka mbele ya baraka.
So that we can live like in the realm that God himself is.
Ili uweze kuishi katika kiwango ambacho Mungu anataka wewe uishi.
God is not looking for blessing.
Mungu hatafuti baraka.
Because he is the blesser.
Kwa sababu yeye ndiye mwenye baraka.
And he lives that way.
Na anaishi vile.
That's why those who catch up this revelation.
Yes, but we are now shika huu ufunuo.
They are never bothered by what they have and what they don't have.
Hawajali mali nini ama ni nini hapana.
Because they understand one thing.
Kwa sababu wao wanaelewa jambo moja.
If God wants them to have everything.
Kama Mungu anataka wawe na yote.
He will make all the provision for them to have everything they need.
Yeye atatoa upande ili wapokee yote wanayohitaji.
For this life and even for the life to come.
Katika maisha haya na hata maisha yajayo.
Amen.
Amen.
So God does not withhold anything that we need.
Kwa hivyo Mungu hatuzuilii chochote tunachohitaji.
More so if it is going to carry us in the direction of his own will.
Haswa kama inatuongoza kwenye njia ya mpango wake. Ama mapenzi yake.
He is doing a great preparation.
Mungu anafanya matayarisho makubwa.
To make us unique.
Ili atufanye watu pekee.
To make us a people that are set apart just for him.
Ili tuwe ni watu ambao wametengwa kwake yeye.
That in your life, in my life.
Kwamba katika maisha yako, katika maisha yangu.
Nothing matters except him.
Yes.
Hakuna jambo litakalojalisha ila yeye.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This Easter season.
Wakati huu wa Pasaka.
If you remember when Jesus was in Gethsemane.
Kumbuka kwamba Yesu alikuwa pale katika shamba la Gethsemane.
By wrestling before he went to the cross.
Aking'ang'ana kabla kwenda msalabani.
When he came back the third time or the final time.
Aliporudi mara ya tatu na ilikuwa mara ya mwisho.
Before he left his position of prayer.
Kabla ya kutoka katika eneo lake la maombi,
he said a statement that needs to be for every child of God.
Alisema jambo ambalo linahitaji kuwa ni neno kwa kila mtoto wa Mungu.
He said, Lord, if this cup cannot go away.
Akasema Baba, kama hiki kikombe hakiwezi kuniondokea.
Then let your will be done.
Basi na mapenzi yako yatimizwe.
May God help us to come to that place that we can stay.
Mungu atusaidie tufike mahali ambapo tunaweza sema
may your will be done in my life.
Mungu mapenzi yako yatimie.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Let's put our hands together as we welcome our next speaker.
Mungu awabariki, tupige makofi tunapokaribisha mwenaji wetu mwingine.
Our dear brother.
Kaka yetu mpendwa.
I keep on get that word.
Ebere. Okay, I'll touch it.
It's not, you have to press it, it's an old one. I want it from. Whoa.
Anywhere.
Okay, let me. Great.
Okay.
Now you can put it wherever.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for an opportunity to share the word of God with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The greatest privilege we have is the privilege of serving the people of God. Hallelujah. We are messengers. We are like plates, you know, plates. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A plate is just a container to serve food. What is important is what is inside the plate. The plate itself means nothing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What is important is what is inside the plate. The plate is nothing, it's just a vessel. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are trusting God today that He has given us something to pass across to you. When the word of God comes to a people, it puts them in a position where they have to make a decision. When Jesus stood before Pilate and the Jews, they had a choice. Pilate said, "Whom do you want to be released to you?" The people chose an armed robber. Today the church is full of armed robbers. It was a choice they made. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pilate said, "What shall I do with Jesus of Nazareth?" You will also have to decide what you will do with the words that you hear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are in a very peculiar time. At that time that Pilate had to make that choice, it was a custom among them that period to release a prisoner to the Jews. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then there were two prisoners. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One of these two persons is going to come out of our personality. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Out of you, one prisoner is going to come out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Both prisoners are here. One is a thief and a robber. The other is Jesus the Christ. Both of them within our personality. But you will have to make a choice. Which one will manifest in your life? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that the earnest expectation of all creation is waiting for Jesus Christ to come out of you. That is what the world is waiting for. Hallelujah. We have a choice. Praise the name of the Lord. We trust that we will make the right choice. From the very beginning, when God created man, He gave man a choice. He put two trees before him. Those two trees are still here today. They are still very much inside your heart. They are still very much around you. You can decide which tree to eat from. You can decide which ministry you are going to eat from. One ministry will produce death. The other ministry will produce life. So choose very carefully. Choose very wisely. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we turn to the book of Luke chapter 1? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I would like to read from verse 5. Hallelujah. Verse 5 down, it's quite a long reading to verse 25. So maybe somebody can read. Hallelujah. Tonight or today we're going to share something that is very dear to the heart of God. Hallelujah. We're in a time when God is seeking to draw the people of God to Himself. To reveal to them what is in His heart. Hallelujah. We're in a time when great things are taking place in the church. They are happening, but people are not seeing them. God is taking away one generation and He's bringing in a new generation right before our eyes. Hallelujah. But not many people can see it. In the time of Saul in Israel and Samuel, God did certain very serious things in Israel. At a point in time, God judged the priesthood. Hallelujah. We need to look at the scriptures to know who God is. Hallelujah. Eli was God's priest. He ministered in the house of God. Hallelujah. For he had very terrible sons. Hallelujah. Young women will come to church to worship God and get messed up by Eli's sons. Hallelujah. So when you mention the temple, people say, no, that's not the place to go to. Because people will go there and become worse than they were. Hallelujah. At the time, God decided, I'm going to do something about this. And he could find nobody to speak to. He had to go and look for a little boy who did not even know how God speaks. And he told him, he said, what I'm going to do in Israel, the ears of those who hear it will tingle. Hallelujah. God told Eli, I'm going to judge your house. I'm going to sweep your house away from the priesthood. He said, I will raise me up a faithful priesthood that will do according to what is in my heart. And so God judged the priesthood. He also judged the kingship. He anointed Saul. Hallelujah. And, you know, made him king over Israel. But Saul had his own program. Saul had his own agenda. You know, a lot of people believe today that the anointing is a license to do what you like. Once you are anointed, you know, you can do what you like. A time came when God judged Saul. And while Saul was still alive, God anointed another king in Israel. The day God anointed David, that same day the Spirit of God departed from Saul. And an evil spirit came into Saul. Hallelujah. I don't know if many people noticed that, because Saul was still in charge. But there was another anointed of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God was doing terrible things in Israel. We are in that time again. God is moving into the church. And he's about to judge again. And we need to understand this so that we can take the right position. Because if you find yourself on the wrong side, you could be in very big trouble. So we are, God requires the people who know the times and the seasons, so that they will know what Israel ought to do. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we read the story here of a man named Zechariah. Zechariah was a priest. He was a son of Aaron. And he had a wife named Elizabeth. Elizabeth was also of the family of Aaron. Now the Bible tells us about these people that they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, and they were blameless. When God begins to speak like this, it means that most of the priests were not righteous before God. praise the name of the Lord, they were not walking in commandments of the Lord. So that these people were an exceptional people. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says one thing about them. That they had no child. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And they were advanced in years. So naturally speaking, it looked like the story was over for them. But there's something you notice about Zechariah. This did not stop him from ministering in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He did not say, because I don't have a child, I'm going to sit in my house. I'm going to start crying about it. I'm going to close my Bible. The Bible said he was faithful in ministering before the Lord. You see, we're in a very terrible time today. When men are serving God for what they can get from God. And the Lord knows all this. The Lord knows this. As we are going to see as we continue. Hallelujah. This did not hinder them. It did not stop them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They were not in this thing for what they could get. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So Zechariah was faithfully serving in the house of God. If you are here in the morning, you will learn that this is the house of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was ministering in the house of God. He was faithful in the service of the Lord. Now, something happened. You know, in the Bible, you know, the sons of Aaron, who were the priests, were divided into 24 groups. So in the Bible, 24 is the number of the priesthood. So each group will serve for 1 month. They will come to the temple. They will stay in the temple, and for that 1 month, they will distribute the ministries among themselves. In fact, they will cast lots. Hallelujah. For who would do what? There were many things to do in the house. But the most esteemed ministry was burning incense in the house, and that fell to Zechariah. Was as if God had chosen him for a very special work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he was in the temple at the altar of incense. He was burning incense. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to consider what this offering means. My brother has started talking about it earlier today. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the name Zechariah,
now, Zechariah
means God has remembered. Hallelujah. God has what? Remembered that this man had been faithfully serving God. It looked as if God had forgotten him. Hallelujah. God was testing him to find out, why are you doing what you are doing? And believe me, God will test each and every one of us to find out why you are here. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, God began to speak to the children of Israel. He said, I was one who brought you out of Egypt. Hallelujah. And I decided that you should go through this desert. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was another way into the promised land. But God said, I won't take you through this way. I want to pass you through these experiences. That desert you see was the heart of the people of Israel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That journey you saw them going through represents their heart, their soul. A desert is a place that is not able to bring forth life. It cannot bring forth herbs. It only brings forth thorns and thistles. So this journey that God was going to bring them through was a journey to show them what was in their heart. Hallelujah. Now, it's important that we understand this. That Egypt represents a state condition of heart. The desert represents a condition of heart. And the promised land also represents a condition of heart. The promised land represents a condition of heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to change you from the Egypt nature of sin and bondage to sin and bondage to the devil. Pass you through the desert experiences to show you what is in your heart and bring you into a promised land where the same soul of yours will begin to bring forth the life of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God passed them through the desert to show them what was in their heart. Hallelujah. When they crossed the Red Sea, they were rejoicing. Praise the Lord, we are born again. Glory to God. The first test that came to them, there was no water. Hallelujah. They began to grumble immediately. Bitterness began to come out of their hearts. In fact, when they saw water, they rushed to drink the water, and they saw that the water was bitter. Oh, they began to complain. God was showing them bitterness inside their hearts. Hallelujah. God uses experiences to test us, to prove us. It's when you are tested that your true personality comes out. If someone does not offend you, you will not know that you have bitterness within you. You will not know you have anger within you. You will not even know that you can even kill somebody. You may think you're such a wonderful person. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so God says he passed Israel through these experiences to prove us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of us are going to be proved whether we are fit for the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is the experience of life that will prove us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Zechariah was going through his own experiences. And probably people were laughing at him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was wondering, God, what is all this? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God had not forgotten him. His name means God has heard. God has heard your cries. He has seen your pain. All the prayers he has heard. But there is a time appointed. And he is testing you to see how far you will go with him. You will look on the left and on the right. It looks as if your mates are all prospering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David said, I looked left, I looked right. And I saw that the wicked were all prospering. He said, is it in vain that I've washed my hands in innocency?
He
said, my feet almost stumbled until I entered into the sanctuary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was when Zechariah was in the sanctuary that he began to understand. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His name means God has heard, or God has remembered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The name of the wife, Elizabeth, means God of the oath. The oath. That is, God has sworn. That is the God who has sworn an oath.
Mungu ambaye ameapa kiapo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has sworn concerning you.
Mungu ameapa kuhusu wewe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I would do you good at your latter end. Hallelujah. So Zechariah was married to Elizabeth. Hallelujah. And in spite of all these challenges, they were faithfully standing before God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the Bible says that when he was in the temple, burning incense before God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sure later we're going to talk a little more about the tabernacle. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But one of the items in the tabernacle was an altar made of wood and covered with gold. Now, let's just look at Exodus chapter 30. Exodus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll read from verse 1 to verse 10. Go ahead. 1 to 10.
Kutoka mstari wa kwanza. Bwana akamwambia Musa, ingia wewe kwa Farao, kwa kuwa mimi nimekufanya.
Chapter 30, verse 1 to 10.
Okay, kutoka sura ya 30. Nasoma kutoka mstari wa kwanza. Nawe fanya madhabahu ya kufukizia uvumba. Utaifanyiza kwa mti wa mshita, urefu wake utakuwa viraa moja na upana wake viraa moja. Itakuwa mraba na kwenda juu kwake viraa mbili. Pembe zake zitakuwa na kitu kimoja nayo. Nawe utaifunikiza madhabahu safi juu yake na mbavu zake kando kando. Na pembe zake nawe utaifanyia ukingo wa dhahabu kuizunguka. Kisha utaifanyia pete mbili za dhahabu chini ya ukingo wake katika mbavu zake mbili. Katika pande zake mbili utazifanya. Nazo zitakuwa mahali pa kupitia miti ya kuichukulia. Na ile miti utaifanya kwa mti wa mshita na kuifunikiza dhahabu safi. Nawe utaitia mbele ya ile pazia lililo karibu na sanduku la ushuhuda mbele ya kiti cha rehema kilicho juu ya ushuhuda hapo utakapokutana nayo. Na Haruni atakufukiza uvumba wa manukato juu yake kila siku asubuhi atakapozitengeneza zile taa ataufukiza. Na Haruni atakapo ziwasha zile taa wakati wa jioni ataufukiza uwe uvumba wa daima mbele za Bwana katika vizazi vyenu vyote. Hamtafukiza juu yake uvumba mgeni wala sanduku ya kuteketezwa wala sanduku la unga wala hamtamimina juu yake sadaka ya kinywaji. Naye Haruni atafanya upatanisho juu ya pembe zake mara moja kila mwaka kwa damu ile sadaka ya dhambi ya kufanya upatanisho mara moja kila mwaka alifanyia upatanisho katika vizazi vyenu vyote ni takatifu sana kwa Bwana.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God told Moses to build the tabernacle, he told him to make a particular altar. He said, make this altar of wood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And cover it with gold. Now wood speaks about our humanity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gold speaks about God's own divine nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what this business is all about. God wants to cover our humanity with his divine nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this altar speaks about our soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says you will offer incense there. Every morning and every evening. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Every morning and every evening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what does this incense represent? Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Psalms 141, verse 2, the psalmist was praying. He said, Lord, let my prayer ascend before you like incense. He says, let the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we see that incense is a form of prayer. It's a form of the giving of the heart over to God. Giving up the mind to God. God wants to dwell in your mind. He said, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report, if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, let your mind dwell on these things. God wants to occupy your thoughts. Hallelujah. In the morning, he wants to occupy your thoughts. In the evening, he wants to occupy your thoughts. I'm going to tell you something very peculiar. And as we move on in this conference, we would look at it in greater details. Hallelujah. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, hallelujah, Ezekiel had a strange vision. Praise the name of the Lord. Ezekiel had a strange vision. And he saw four living creatures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He saw a being. And that being had four faces. Hallelujah. That being had four faces. The face of one was like a lion. The face of one was like an ox. The face of one was like an eagle. And the face of one was like a face of a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And those beings were closely associated with the throne of God. In fact, those beings were so tied up to the Spirit of God that wherever the Spirit of God was to go, that's where those creatures began to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you ask yourself, what are those creatures? When we were younger Christians, we thought there were such creatures in the heavens. Hallelujah. But Paul said, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I understood like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. What are those living creatures? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those living creatures are you. They are me. It's a prophetic representation of your soul, your personality. We'll talk about that in more details later. But the ego speaks about our mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the ego that saw us in the heavens. That's how your mind moves. I can be here right now, and my mind is in Nigeria. I have a house I'm building in Nigeria. I can be here, I'm putting cement. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's my mind. The lion speaks about the emotions. It's a wild beast that devours. Sometimes when we are provoked, we can actually bite and devour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The ox speaks about our will. Hallelujah. It can be a very stubborn beast. You want to drag it and the thing is not moving anywhere. That's why it's always a beast for sacrifice. God says, bring your will and submit it unto me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man, the face of the man speaks about our desire. Man is the only creature that can desire heaven and hell at the same time. You have your wife, you want another woman. You have your house, you want somebody's house. You have your car, you want the other car. The desire can never be satisfied. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you see, that soul is the expression of your personality. That's who you are. In the book of Revelation chapter 4, we see these creatures again. John said he was caught up into the realm of the spirit. And he saw a throne. In the middle of that throne, round about the throne, he saw these four living creatures. Upon that throne, he saw a man sitting. That man looked like the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to set his throne right within your personality. He wants to control your mind.
He
wants to control your emotions. He wants to control your desire. He wants to control your will. The devil also wants that throne. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whoever sits on that throne controls the man. Hallelujah. The devil is called the God of this world. He occupies men's hearts. He occupies men's hearts. He's occupying their mind, their emotions, their desire, and their will. The soul is designed in such a way, whoever controls the soul controls the man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So all the altars you see in the tabernacle of Moses, they all had four sides. The altar of brass had four sides. The table of shewbread, it had four sides. The altar of incense, it had four sides. Even the Ark of the Covenant, it had four sides. So you are seeing the soul of a man from the time that he's born again, moving on in God to the place where God has prepared for him. Jesus said, I prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. And I will bring you there. So God, who begins a good work in you, He will complete it. He will perfect it. He says, I am the Alpha and I'm the Omega. And that is God. Hallelujah. And so Zechariah was bringing an offering. He was giving his heart over to the Lord. He was loving the Lord with all his might, with all his heart, with all his desire. David said, my heart thirsts for you. God wants to occupy your being. He doesn't want space for the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. And so this was the man Zechariah making an offering before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God had tested this man, and yet his heart was still set upon the Lord. Hallelujah. His heart was still set upon the Lord. He was not serving God for what he could get from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a challenge today. The devil was asking, does Job serve God for nothing? He is getting something from you. That's why he's serving you. You have blessed him with children. You have given him a wife. His business is prospering. Why won't he say, praise the Lord? I take this and say, well, let us see what will happen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is a contest going on in the heavens. You are at the center of this contest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many are serving God because of material things. But there are some who are serving God because He is God. These ones are the ones that God is looking for. He said that the eyes of the Lord move to and fro the earth, looking for these ones. When he sees them, you go and call the devil. Look at one of them. Hallelujah. And the devil will come at you. Hallelujah. He will put the squeeze on you. He will make things difficult for you. He will look at if others have it easy. Hallelujah. But something is happening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is raising up an overcomer. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the devil ran away in the book of Job, nobody bothered to find out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he took off, it was not recorded. But somewhere you looked, you can't find him anymore. Because he has tried all his possible best and he has failed. God has found a man who is not into church business for money. He has found a man who is not into church business to get a husband. He has found a man who is not into church business because of children. That's Zechariah. You see, God will remember this man at a particular time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At a particular time, God will remember him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so this was what happened. Now, I want to tell you something very peculiar. You see, it says that at the time of the evening sacrifice, at the time of incense, something happened. Hallelujah. Now, in God, there are times and there are seasons. God is a God of times and seasons. He will not do anything until that time comes. The Bible says, in the fullness of time, God brought forth His Son. So the sons of Issachar were men who knew the times. Now, we read in Exodus chapter 30, God ordained two sacrifices. Now, God ordained two offerings. One was the morning sacrifice, and the other was the evening sacrifice. Now, this was at the time of the evening sacrifice. Now, the Jews divided their time into four periods of 3 hours each, both for the day and for the night. Normally, for the Jews, their day starts in the evening by 6 p.m. Hallelujah. Their day ends in the evening and starts in the evening. So 6 p.m. is the first hour. And 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. is the third hour. 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, the sixth hour. 12 to 3 is the ninth hour. Nine again to 6 is the 12th hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So the morning sacrifice is offered at the third hour. That is 9 a.m. in the morning. And the evening sacrifice is offered at the ninth hour. That is 3 p.m. in the evening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, he said at this time, two things are done. One is a lamb is offered at the altar of brass. A lamb is offered as a burnt offering at the altar of brass. So why the lamb is being offered at that altar? Incense is offered at the altar of incense. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By evening again,
tena,
this offering is repeated. Praise
him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the morning sacrifice. Jesus offered the morning sacrifice.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that Jesus, who through the eternal spirit, offered himself without spot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if you look at Mark chapter 15, Jesus was crucified 9 a.m. in the morning. At the time of the offering of the morning sacrifice. That's when he was nailed to the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was on that cross from that morning till the time of the evening sacrifice. Gave up, he expired. At the time of the evening sacrifice, he released his spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He brought the morning sacrifice. And the Bible says he left his life as an example for us. He lived a life so that we could walk in his footsteps. He said, I did not come to do my own will. I came to do my Father's will. He says, sacrifice and offerings that your God is not interested in. He said, a body you have prepared for me. He said, Lord, I come to do your will. Hallelujah. He said he poured his soul as an offering. Hallelujah. And brethren, something that is a picture of God's program for us. Hallelujah. He hung on that cross from 9 a.m. in the morning to 12 noon. Something happened at midday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say darkness came upon the land. And there was darkness from that sixth hour until the ninth hour. Now, this is very prophetic. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus gave birth to the church in the first century.
Yes, alizaa kanisa katika mwanzo wa katika century ya kwanza.
Yes, but something happened along the line.
Na wakati ukafanyika hapo katikati.
Hallelujah. The church began to deviate.
Kanisa likaanza kutoka kwenye njia zake.
And all kinds of strange practices began to come into the church.
Wakaanza kuleta mambo tofauti katika kanisa.
Pagan festivals began to come into the church.
Na hata masherehe zingine zikaanza kuingizwa kanisani.
Hierarchy began to come into the church.
Hata pia habari ya ufalme wa kuachiana
ukaingia. Politics began to come into the church.
Siasa zikaingia kanisani.
Hallelujah. And all kinds of uncleanness began to come into the church.
Na hata uchafu mwingi ukaanza kuingia kanisani.
And the church entered into the period that we call the Dark Ages.
Now kanisa likaingia katika wakati ambao
the lamp of God began to go out in the church.
Na utukufu wa Mungu.
And people began to do, religion came in. That's how the Catholic Church took over the whole place. Hallelujah. This period continued until the time we call the time of the Reformation.
And
God began to speak to certain men again. Men like Martin Luther, men like Wycliffe. Men like us. Hallelujah. It was a time again when light began to come back to the church. God began to visit again. And God began to say the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. So the time of the evening sacrifice is a time when God begins to visit the church again. He begins to seek a peculiar kind of people. Hallelujah. Men who want to do the will of God. Men who are not in this business for personal gain. Hallelujah. And so God met Zechariah at this time. He said that while he was ministering, one instance, he said that an angel of the Lord came and met him there. Hallelujah. God is raising up a ministry today. A ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when I say ministry, I'm not speaking about any group or anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is raising up a ministry today to begin to visit the church again. To visit the Zechariahs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To meet them. And to tell them something is about to change. Something new is about to come. Hallelujah. Now you remember the story of Elijah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The time Israel had gone into apostasy. Israel had gone into the worship of Baal. Now what is Baal? Hallelujah. If there was one idol that God hated, it was Baal. And if there was one idol that the Israelites loved, it was Baal. They could not keep away from Baal. Hallelujah. Every time they were going to Baal. Hallelujah. And what does the Baal mean? The word Baal means Lord. It means possessor. It means master. It means giver of wealth. Baal is the god of the material. It is this god that converts the things of the spirit into material things. Hallelujah. It's very important that we understand this. Baal is the god of prosperity. He's the god of comfort and miracles. He's the Baal of give 1 shilling and get 20 shillings. Hallelujah. And that was why it was so attractive to the children of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so Israel had gone after Baal. And there were certain ministers. Bible calls them prophets of Baal. And they had gone away. Israel had gone away after them. It was at this time again that God raised up a ministry. Hallelujah. Of a man called Elijah. Now, if you remember very well, God spoke to Zechariah and said, you will have a son. Hallelujah. And that he will go in the spirit and the power of Elijah. What will be his ministry? To turn the heart of the people to the Lord. To recover God's people from these things. Because the hearts of people had gone astray after Baal. Hallelujah. By the time matters came to a conclusion, you know, it was like it was time for battle. Elijah said, bring the prophets of Baal. Hallelujah. He says, build your altar, I will build my altar. Call upon your God, I will call upon my God. The God that answers by fire. My brother was talking about fire. Hallelujah. The fire will determine which sacrifice is acceptable to God. Every time God builds a house, hallelujah, he will fill that house with his glory. That is, if the house is built according to his specifications. Hallelujah. You must build according to God's specification, not your own specification. When a house is finished, God shows approval. You will notice he says, build this one, 2 cubits here. 1 cubit here. Make this one yellow. Make this one green. Make this like this. God was very specific about what he wanted. If you build any other thing, it is not God's house. Now, many are building today. I don't know what they are building. Hallelujah. We need to hear what God is saying and make sure that we build according to a specification. Because when the house is finished, when the house is completed, it is going to be dedicated. Hallelujah. When Moses finished, the Bible says Moses built according as the Lord had commanded him. After the house is finished, then they will make a sacrifice. And the glory of God will come and fill that house. Hallelujah. When Solomon built the temple, he didn't just build according to the imagination of his mind. David received revelation from the Lord. David received a design from God. David received the dimensions from God. And he said, my son Solomon, this is what I've received by the Spirit. Make sure you build according to these dimensions. When Solomon finished the house, he offered a sacrifice. And the glory of God came and filled that house. Fire came from heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the man Jesus, for 30 years, from the time he was a boy, we don't know too much about all that. But God tested him. God tested him. God tested him. Up to he was 30 years. At the baptism in the River Jordan, the glory of God came to that house. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, I want us to know that God is watching our building. God is examining what we are doing. When men began to build the Tower of Rebellion, God also came down to see what they were doing. Hallelujah. And he scattered them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when Jesus was baptized, the glory of God came. and God approved him. It was on the basis of that that he could start his ministry. Hallelujah. He worked for 3.5 years. Praise the name of the Lord. And he started a church. On the day of Pentecost, that church was dedicated. The foundation was laid. You know what happened? The glory of God came and filled it. To say, I approve what Jesus has built. That was the foundation. Paul said, other foundation can no man lay than that which has been laid. This house is still in the process of being finished. But it will be finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This house will be finished. We are living in the time and the hour when this house will be finished. And this house will be dedicated. I noticed something when I was looking at the book of Chronicles. Solomon finished the house. And for almost 10 months, the house was there. Hallelujah. It took about 10 months before he dedicated the house. Because it had to be dedicated at a particular time. At a feast called the Feast of Tabernacles. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we need to understand this. So the prophets of Baal built their altar because they were bringing an offering. Hallelujah. Elijah built his own altar because he was also to bring an offering. And he said, let the prophets of Baal start. So from morning they were calling upon their God. They cut themselves with blood. They did all their usual gymnastics. Hallelujah. But there was no voice. There was nobody that heard. Praise the name of the Lord. But at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah said, my turn has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People have done your own. So at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah began to call the people. So, draw near to me. Hallelujah. Just draw near to me. Praise the name of the Lord. He began to cause the heart of the people again to return to the Lord. He began to repair the altar that was broken down. The altar of the Lord was broken down. Men were giving their hearts to Baal. But he began to turn their hearts to the Lord again. He said, How long will you hold between two opinions? If Baal be Baal, then serve him. But if God be God, then serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And the people waited. And he began to call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Confirm certain things today. That I am your prophet. And that these things I have done, I didn't just do it of myself. I did it at your word. Jesus said the Son can do nothing of himself. But what he sees the Father do. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so fire came down from heaven. Hallelujah. And when the people saw the fire, they fell upon their faces. And they said, Jehovah, he is Lord. Hallelujah. There was a turning around. And he said, Ahab, prepare your way. It is going to rain. Praise the name of the Lord. So this time of the evening sacrifice, the time when God begins to visit certain individuals, men whose hearts are perfect towards him, men who desire God, whose heart hunger and thirst for God. In Acts chapter 10, there was a man named Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile. Hallelujah. But he was a convert to Judaism. The Greeks would call them the God-fearers. These were Gentiles who were seeking the God of Israel. This man had a desire in his heart for God. He was offering sacrifices daily. God was seeing his heart. God was seeing the hunger. He was seeing the desire. One day he was praying by the time of the evening sacrifice. Hallelujah! A man appeared to him again. He said, Cornelius, your prayers have been answered. Hallelujah! God has taken note of your heart. God has seen what your desire is. See, go and send for a man named Peter. Hallelujah. When he comes, he will tell you what you have to do. God raised up. See, the man was in shining raiment. Hallelujah. If you go to the book of Isaiah chapter 61, the prophet was rejoicing. He said, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, because he has covered me with the robe of righteousness, and he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. If you go to Isaiah 62, he says, I will not rest until your righteousness goes forth as brightness, and your deliverance as a lamb that burneth. So when you see a man clothed in bright raiment, when you see a person clothed in bright raiment, it speaks about the ministry of righteousness. Hallelujah. It speaks about the ministry that brings forth righteousness. For you see that John, hallelujah, he will turn the people to righteousness. Hallelujah. And so it speaks about the ministry that God is raising up to the church today to turn us to the way of righteousness. Hallelujah. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, praise the name of the Lord. Chapter 3, Acts of the Apostles, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of the evening sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was this man. He was a beggar. Hallelujah. But one thing about him, he was crippled from birth. Since that man was born, he had never walked. Hallelujah. So every time, his friends will carry him, and they will put him at the front of the beautiful gate, in front of the temple, to beg for money. In the evening, they will carry him and take him back home. Every day, this man will see people go into the temple and come out. In his mind, he'll be wondering what's going on inside there. And people will come out and tell him about the wonderful things in the temple, about the glorious things happening in the temple. But he had no personal experience. There are many in the church today who cannot walk in the spirit. They cannot walk in righteousness. They cannot walk in the things of God. They are crippled. They are crippled. They are lame. And they are being carried. You have to carry them to fellowship. You have to carry them home. Every day the pastor must carry them. You push them this way. You carry them this way. Why don't you come to church today? Why don't you come to night vigil? Why don't you come to prayer meeting? Why don't you read your Bible? They are carried from place to place. They have not learned to experience this sense themselves. Yet before their eyes every day, people will be going into the temple, into the presence of God, to meet with the God of Israel. You know, and the other problem the man had, every day He will see people pass and he will beg them for money. And they will give him money. So he was there because of money. Hallelujah. He was there because of money. But this day at this time, something was about to change for him. There was this two men that came. He had never seen them before. So when he was looking at them, he was expecting money. Hallelujah. He was expecting someone to say, "You shall be prosperous today." He was expecting that God is going to give you 1 million shillings today. This was the ministry he had known all his life. Material things. Money. Somebody will tell him, "Oh, you will get a house tomorrow. You will get a new car tomorrow." But this man came, they said, "Silver and gold, we have none." Hallelujah. We don't have. That's not our ministry. We have something better for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we are not into money. We are not into prosperity. Hallelujah. Say, but what we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. They were able to minister life to him. He said, immediately his feet became strong. Strength came into his feet. And he jumped up. Hallelujah. He said, in that day that the lame shall live for joy. You know what happened? That man held Peter and John and was leaping and jumping. He entered into the house of God. Hallelujah. That was the greatest need of his life, to enter into the presence of God, to enter into fellowship with God, to enter into communion with God. When he came out, hallelujah, it's not because somebody told him. He saw the glory of God for himself. Hallelujah. David said, "One thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of God, that I may grow into God's presence." The things of the Spirit became real to him. It was no longer something that the pastor used to preach every Sunday. It became a personal experience for him. He began to hear God for himself. He began to see God for himself. He began to know God for himself. He began to touch the things of the Spirit for himself. He began to understand the things of the Spirit for himself. Hallelujah! When he came out, he was no longer a crippled. Something had changed about him. He was now walking in the things of God. It was now an experience for him. These things were real for him now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure when his neighbors will see him, somebody say, "I could have sworn, just look at that man." In Nigeria, they say some people can resemble other people. And his friend will say, "No, it's not him, it can't be." Hallelujah. The man will say, "It is me." Hallelujah. People say, "Something has changed about you." Hallelujah. The zeal for the things of God, the love for the things of God, the change in his personality. The time of the evening sacrifice. Hallelujah. We are in the time of the evening sacrifice. And God is raising up a ministry to visit his people. Hallelujah. When John was born, hallelujah, Zechariah's mouth was opened. You see, God had to deal with Zechariah because he doubted what the Lord was saying. I mean, it looked too amazing for him. He said, "How come? I'm old, my wife is old." He said, "I'm going to shut up your mouth until these things come to pass." He said, blessed be the Lord who has visited and redeemed his people, who has raised up a horn of salvation in the house of his servant David. He said that concerning his people, that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, from the hand of all that hate us, these spirits that dwell within our soul, that we might begin to serve the Lord in righteousness. There is a service in righteousness. It's an acceptable offering before God. Hallelujah. There's a way of life that pleases God, and we can live that life. Hallelujah. There is, God is releasing life and strength to us at this time. He said, so that you can walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. So that you can be fruitful. He said you can be fruitful in every good work. Hallelujah. You can be fruitful in every good work. And be, bring glory unto God. Hallelujah. It is not going to be a story anymore. For many people, they come to church, they hear the pastor say certain things. You know, for them it's just religion. It is not yet translated into experience in their life. So they are like the beggar outside the temple. Hallelujah. That's about to change. Hallelujah. God is raising up a horn of strength, so that you'll be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. The prophets of Baal have served their time. They have taught their prosperity. They have preached their money. There's a new thing happening. Hallelujah. This is the time of incense. It is the time of the evening sacrifice. The lame will begin to walk. The blind will begin to see. The deaf will begin to hear. Even the ones who erred will begin to learn the way of understanding. Hallelujah. Something is about to change in the church today. Hallelujah. May we not be like some of the people. When Elisha prophesied, he said, by this time tomorrow, there will be an abundance. Hallelujah. We're not speaking about material things. We're speaking about abundance in the life of God. Hallelujah. An abundance in spiritual, you know, realities. The things that were so far away will become near to you. The things that look like story will become an experience for you. Hallelujah. And it's in a short time from now. There was one man. He was a big man of God. He was a very important personality. He said, even if God were to open the windows of heaven, he said, this is not possible. That even if God were to open the windows of heaven, hallelujah. He said, it's not possible. Hallelujah. The prophet said, you will see with your eyes, but you will not partake of it. There are many who will see what God will do with their eyes, but they will not partake of it. Hallelujah. When this thing began to happen, and it happened outside the city, I tell you something. God's visitation will break down church walls. It will happen outside the established church setup. And any pastor who tries to stop, the people trampled upon him. Hallelujah. The people of God want life. Hallelujah. He said, he was trying to say, hey, the people just trampled upon him and they were going for life. Hallelujah. God wants to give life to his people. That is what Jesus died for. To release his own life. So that we do not live our own lives, but it is the life of Christ that is coming forth. This life consumes death. Hallelujah. This life destroys everything that is contrary. And this is what God wants to give to us today. Hallelujah. So we're living in a peculiar time. It's a time of visitation. There's an angelic ministry coming. There's an Elijah ministry coming. There's a John the Baptist ministry coming. Hallelujah. And he's seeking the hearts. God is interested in hearts. I want to round up this. My brother was speaking this morning, and he was talking about the new covenant and the old covenant. And I trust God that some of us understood what he was saying. You can be born again, but walking in the old covenant. Sometimes when we say old covenant, or the law, people think we're talking about Judaism. No. The problem with the old covenant was that it was an external thing. It was an outward thing. It dealt with forms. It did not change the personality. It did not change the heart. Hallelujah. It did not change the heart. So everything was outward. So you get to the church, this outward show. People pray outward prayers. They wear outward garments. Big crosses, big ropes, big cap, drive big cars, build big churches, and all of it is show, external. Hallelujah. God says, that thing, I rejected it. Hallelujah. He said, those offerings could not make those who are coming, couldn't change their hearts. He says, I'm going to make a new covenant. I'm going to write my law in your heart. I'm going to take my law and put it in your inward parts. Your inward part speaks about your soul, your personality. That's who you are. When someone slaps you, what comes out? Hallelujah. Christ wants to come forth in your personality. That's where he's going to be revealed. In your personality. Let your light so shine forth. All the miracles in this world is not a substitute for character. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you will know them by their miracles. He said, it's by their fruits you shall know them. Because at this time, there will be all kinds of miracles. There will be real ones and there will be fake ones. What the devil can never fake is the fruit of the Spirit. He can never fake it. It is impossible for him. He says, a bad tree can never bring forth good fruit. The devil can do miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so this is where we are at this time. Prepare your heart. This is the time of incense. This is the time of the evening sacrifice. For those like Zechariah, God is about to visit. Hallelujah. I pray that we'll be partakers of this visitation. God bless you.
Demonstrated. Yes.
that he was.
Amen.
He lived a life. So his life was the testimony.
Tunapata kukali yale ya Mungu akatutendea.